brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
March 2nd, 1836, Texas Independence Day. We have the Republican gubernatorial primary kicking off today with Deborah Medina, Rick Perry, Kay Baby. We'll watch what happens there, but Medina's strong showing's already gotten national attention for other constitutionalists to run as Republicans or Democrats for that matter. We'll be covering it coming up later in the broadcast day and opening the phones up. Ray McGovern, former top CIA analyst Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr., will be joining us to talk about government-sponsored terrorism in the Middle East. The good terrorists, terrorists that get caught blowing things up for the West, and our media calls them the good terrorists. Also, serious saber-rattling going on by Israel and Iran. Open talk of war. John Kerry travels to Israel and tells Israel, don't attack Iran. Mike Rivero joining us in the next hour with his once-a-month visit via video connection. We'll be live at PrisonPlanet.tv for 3 hours today, second, third, and fourth hour. And then Brad Martin will be joining us. They were up in Oregon and got the police BATF visit. They took their, not even BB guns, their airsoft. They shoot little soft plastic pellets, and the ATF has no jurisdiction, but they don't care. That is coming up for 30 minutes later in the third hour, and wide open phones, completely wide open phones, in the second and fourth hour today. Again, we'll open the phones up next hour and then again in the fourth hour to talk about whatever issues you wish. On the economy front, jobless rate climbs 12% in the last 2 weeks. Wow, 12% increase in people losing their jobs in the last 2 weeks, and real unemployment's around 22%, according to all the private indexes that are out there. So you add this to it, boy, that is amazing. Also, oil gains to around $79 a barrel amid mixed U.S. data. You have world currencies declining in tandem through a coordinated effort of the private parasitic central banks that run our globe and the New World Order. And so, of course, you see gold surging to a six-week high, and gold futures rose today as well, pushing prices on the precious metal to the highest in 6 weeks as the U.S. dollar declined, increasing the appeal of gold as an alternative investment. We told you this will be short-lived, gold going down. So buying opportunity. And they may push it down again. But if you look at the overall trend of gold the last decade, it is up, 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 and away because currencies are being debased. It is a law of economics and currencies and commodities. Meanwhile, in Alabama and other states, they're reporting they can't hire enough local census workers. People don't like doing it, even though they need jobs. They don't like going to people's doors and threatening to arrest them if they don't answer questions about their toilet, their stocks and bonds, their light bulbs, their firearms. All violations of the Fifth Amendment. The police can't make you answer questions, and a census worker sure can't do it. In fact, I may want to have a space later during open phones for just census workers to call in and to talk about what they think of their job and if they enjoy it, or people that have been harassed by census workers. But we'll see if that happens. We have time to do that. Medicare payment reductions worry doctors, patients. This out of Bay News 9, and I saw similar reports across the country. Massive 21% reduction in Medicare and Medicaid payments. See, they're already just slashing, even though they can't pass the health care bill to slash. The banks have to get all the money. All your tax money has to go to them. Continuing, I saw a case of censorship today. I saw a case of censorship today dealing with an article on Blogspot dealing with Larry Silverstein. That is coming up, and a lot of other important news straight ahead. More reports of, well, we'll cover when we come back.
We are now in 2010. Change is the buzzword. Politics are changing in the negative direction. How about positive change? Thousands of customers have experienced positive change. Yes, thousands. How? By logging on to GetTheTea.com. Thousands of people have lost weight or felt better or experienced extra energy just by drinking Life Change Tea. Now, that's why they called it Life Change Tea, because it changes your life for the positive. Life Change Tea's natural ingredients go to work on your body, cleansing harmful chemicals and toxins from your system, which makes you fat and lethargic. Do you want a life change? Log on and join the thousands. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Oh, and by the way, it tastes great. So call us right now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is a proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As they're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Breaking down all the different major economic indicators that show that the economy, not just of the United States, but of every Western nation, is in systemic designed freefall. Here's just one of the reports. House Majority Leader says Greek debt crisis can happen here. The United States must embrace a blend of tax increases and spending cuts to rein in its deficit or face a potentially crippling debt crisis like the one in Greece. Yes, all the money must be paid to the bankers. We must raise your taxes. We must cut your supposed benefits. Like a third world nation, everything has to go to the bankers. The top U.S. lawmaker warned yesterday. It's enough to look across the Atlantic at Greece's extreme economic crises and understand it can happen here. If we don't change course, it will happen here, said Democratic House Majority Leader Hoyer. Hoyer, a close White House ally, said Democrats and Republicans in the U.S. Congress must take the politically tough decisions, yes, following their banker master's orders, to deflate the ballooning U.S. deficit and tackle record-high U.S. debt. And they have all these articles in the Washington Post, the Washington Times, everywhere else that I've looked, explaining that Americans are greedy, bad people, and that Americans don't like the government, but why are they complaining? They're getting record amounts of money. The American people are getting more money than they are paying in taxes. No, we're not. The offshore banks are getting almost all of it, along with the military-industrial complex and the ballooning federal and state bureaucracies. At every level, government's growing. And they'll pull a few stunts like, in California, teachers have to work one day a week free, and DPS workers have to work one day a week free, and yes, we're going to shut down part of some national parks, and we're not going to fill potholes. See, we need more taxes. No, they need to stop giving trillions of dollars a month to private offshore banks that created this scam. But they're already positioning it. Oh, we're going to have a depression. We're a year and a half after the bailout. We need more bailouts. We need to let the bankers set up a constitution of the bankers worldwide, a world government. They've got to call the shots. But don't worry. The bankers say they're going to fix the economy. They've got a plan. It's called green jobs. You lose two jobs for every job it creates, and they give the money to select cronies. It's a wonderful thing, and it'll shut down more power plants and put more taxes on businesses, and we're going to harass all the farmers and ranchers that are barely holding on by their fingernails, and this is going to be great. And China and India and everybody else in the third world and first developing world, they don't have to make any cuts, but we do. And then this is our plan, and it's going to be great. And meanwhile, jobless claims up 12% in the last 2 weeks. CNN reports the number of Americans filing for initial unemployment insurance surged just below the 500,000 level last week. That's 500,000, ladies and gentlemen. That's a month. And have climbed more than 12% over the past 2 weeks, the government said Thursday. And these are cooked numbers. They don't count you as unemployed once you're off the unemployment rolls and have been refused after 6 months to a year. And they don't count the underemployed. There were 496,000 initial job claims filed in the week ended February 20th, up 22,000 from a revised 474,000 the previous week. Amazing. The Labor Department said in a weekly report the prior week there were 442,000 claims. Excuse me, I read that wrong, because last year you would see around 500,000 to 600,000 a month losing their jobs. Excuse me, I misread this. They are now losing 496,000 a week. See, my mind tends to underestimate things. People think I exaggerate. Generally, when I make mistakes, my brain plays tricks on me and I underestimate it. An article will say the bank's just got another $2 trillion, and I'll say $2 billion, because the mind cannot process this. So excuse me. What is 4 times 496,000 in a month? That is just shy of 2 million jobs. What is that, like 1,800,000+ jobs? 1,800,000+ jobs lost in just the last month. 1,800,000? Oh, this is unspeakably bad. That's got to be nudging real unemployment up to 25% or close to it. I mean, in the depths of the Depression, it was 30%. I mean, this is unbelievable. And back in 2006, we passed the Rubicon and had a higher debt ratio than even in the depths of the Depression. You like globalism? You like NAFTA and GATT? Well, they're saying, don't worry, we got the next phase of globalism. It will get you out of the Depression. Oil gains to around $79 amid mixed U.S. data as commodities begin surging. Gold reaches 6-week high. Gold futures rose on Tuesday, pushing prices on the precious metal to the highest of 6 weeks as U.S. dollar declined, increasing the appeal of gold as an investment instrument. Gold for April delivery rose $4.30 to $1,122.30, and earlier touched $1,125.50, the highest on a closing basis since January 19th. The dollar index, which measures the greenback against a trade-weighted basket of six major currencies slid to 80.607 from 80.753 in late North American trading last night. Continuing, here's just an article out of St. Petersburg, Florida, and it mirrors what we're seeing all over the nation and all over the world, for that matter. We're all under the same group's control. Medicare payment reductions worry doctors and patients. March begins with a financial blow for doctors. We're facing a major reduction in Medicare payments. The 21% reduction is the result of what some say is an outdated reimbursement formula from the 1990s. Over the years, Congress managed to waive the deficit reduction measure, but legislatures failed to repeal it last week. So 21% cut in the payments with funds that are absolutely essential in Medicare. And the news just continues on from there. I just want to mention this before I run out of time because Ray McGovern's coming up here in about 15 minutes. I was surfing around on the internet, or internets as Bush would say, this morning, and I tried to go over to a Blogspot article headlined, Mr. Larry Pullet Silverstein, did you commit insurance fraud on 9/11? And it's a pretty good article. But I noticed when I tried to go to the link to the Blogspot, it said, this is a message. In fact, I sent that to you, Jaron. Did you get the message? I may not have been clear. I wanted you to print the message that they put up on Blogspot first, or maybe try to go to this from an outside link. And it says on there that Google has listed this as possibly dangerous information. Are you sure you want to go to this? And then you go to it, and it's an article about Larry Silverstein getting all this insurance in the World Trade Centers and Building 7 and the fact that he got a record insurance policy and a double insurance policy and how suspicious the whole thing is and how on a $150 million investment he made over $9 billion. And no, you can't go to that, or you better be careful when you go to that because it's so dangerous. It's so evil. Just another example of more and more attempts at internet censorship and intimidating people away from alternative information that are going on. Coming up later in the broadcast, Supreme Court weighs Chicago strict gun ban. Justices hear Second Amendment case, right to have a gun at home. But it says that Handgun Control Incorporated and others and the Justice Department are hopeful because they think the Supreme Court is going to rule, okay, you have a right to own firearms in Chicago and New York, where they're basically banned for the general public, unless you make lucrative payments to the sheriff, who will then, in a few cases, let you have a concealed weapons permit, mainly Goldman Sachs employees that came out of the ones that get it. In some cases, they pay more than $30,000 in campaign donations to get just one, like buying a nice new car. But they say, oh, the court, though, is set probably, we're thinking, according to court watchers and experts, to rule, yes, you have an individual right, but we have a right to restrict that right. So more Orwellian doublespeak. And then last week, I saw a report out of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. The presiding chief justice said it was a total police state, end of the Fourth Amendment, that police can now go into your house without a warrant, without even having suspicion that a crime has been committed. And that dovetails with a Seattle Times article today. No curbs on border searches of cell phones, laptops of U.S. citizens. And the L.A. Times had an article last week we covered where they mainly focus on citizens, business people, and now foreign governments are doing this as well. And sometimes they keep your laptop for 6 weeks or longer, your cell phone, and they take it and they download everything off of it and then say, on your way, no Fourth Amendment, no nothing. And it says here that the U.S. Customs and Border Protection says, we don't need any suspicion of wrongdoing. It says without first establishing suspicion of wrongdoing. And the precedents they set in airports and on the border are what they then roll out in the general public. So just rapidly becoming a bona fide, certified 5-star total tyranny.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG. Unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
A Texas poll up on PrisonPlanet.com reports Ron Paul approval rating 84% in his district. So much for him not representing the people. And they've had the Republican Party running 3 neocons against him, but he's set in the poll to get 74% of the vote in today's, in the upcoming primary contest. And in the overall poll, he has an 84% approval rating. Now, anti-New World Order, anti-global government, anti-private Federal Reserve, anti-any gun control laws, anti-abortion, pro-control the border, 84%. There is no other Texas elected representative that I've ever seen with a number like that. See, we are the majority. We have the common sense approach. We know what the people want. And because Ron Paul has been able to get his message out, he has an 84% approval rating. The government overall has a 8% approval rating. 8% versus 84. Meanwhile, we have Democratic and Republican leaders and Glenn Beck and others all over television saying that we must have massive tax increases to pay the bankers off, or they will shut us down like Greece. Will we continue to be held hostage by these people? And that's what NORTHCOM and Homeland Security are publicly for, is to suppress the American people. It's not for folks with brown skin wearing turbans living in caves on mountaintops. That is used to sell you on the initial Patriot Act. And now Obama, Sunday night, reauthorized the USA Patriot Act and didn't pull out any of the provisions that are used in non-terror related cases. Bipartisan tyranny, bipartisan corruption, and the naked body scanners are going in everywhere. There's massive resistance to it, but the establishment, just like they're breaking a horse, is forcing it through. Public schools are watching their pupils at home via government-issued laptops. The ATF is raiding toy shops that sell legal BB guns that shoot plastic pellets. It doesn't matter if major polls or the average person doesn't want their water fluoridated. The federal government will spend millions lobbying to get even small towns to put it in. It is truly a sick joke. And the list of corruption just goes on and on. We have a government trying to force young girls to take Gardasil shots on record that hurt them and kill them in many cases. Trying to force nurses and police to take swine flu shots, and it comes out the whole thing's a fraud. We just have to get the message out to everybody that we have a lawless, illegitimate government. And if we don't say no, it's just going to get worse. And before the break, I was getting into this article out of the Seattle Times today. No curbs on border searches of cell phones, laptops. In the last year and a half, civil liberties groups and business travel leaders have complained about U.S. border agents' broad authority to search and seize laptops. Well, the TSA does it too. And other electronic gadgets carried by travelers. iPhones, cell phones, laptops, Palm Pilots, and they just download it. The material, they just seize it, say, good day, goodbye. But new information details the extent to which this has happened. Debate over the searches picked up steam in July 2008 when the federal officials, not servants, officials, issued a policy directive that makes clear that agents at airports and borders can look into your electronic devices without first establishing suspicion of wrongdoing. Yeah, 2006 at Bilderberg in Ottawa. They grabbed our three laptops and downloaded their full contents and kept us for 15 hours screaming at us. In a recent nine-month period, U.S. Customs and Border Protection searched and seized 1,644 devices. And that's just when they filled out paperwork on it. It's much worse than that. In a recent nine-month period, U.S. Customs and Border agents searched and seized 1,644 devices from travelers entering and leaving the United States, according to data the American Civil Liberties Union obtained through a lawsuit. The most common target, cell phones. Of those searched or seized devices, 582 were cell phones, 398 were laptop computers, and 259 were digital cameras. The rest included MP3 players, flash drives, hard drives, DVDs, and other devices. Let me read this to you again. They take your electronic devices without first establishing suspicion of wrongdoing. No Fourth Amendment. And the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals last week, it's now a week and a half ago, ruled that police don't need warrants to come in your house and need no suspicion. And all over the country, from Boston to Chicago to Dallas, they're doing knock and talk, demanding to come in and look at your guns without warrants.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
Ray McGovern on what's happening around the planet in the domestic police state, joining us in just a moment. We're carrying a new video by the filmmakers that made the America's Secret Beginnings series that are so professionally produced. They have a new one, A Lamp in the Dark, The Untold History of the Bible. Amazing documentary film. Actors, the whole nine yards. A lot of hidden history. A Lamp in the Dark, available right now at InfoWars.com by Christian J. Pinto. The same folks that produced the last three amazing films we also carry at InfoWars.com. And all the books and videos and T-shirts and materials are massively discounted at InfoWars.com. You can also call toll-free 888-253-3139 and ask them about some of the combos and specials we're offering. Don't forget, even if you're listening to us on AM and FM dial, global shortwave, satellite like XM, or internet streams, at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, we have the free Apple iPhone. More than 20,000 people have downloaded the free Apple iPhone app in the last 3 weeks that we've had this app. Even if you don't have an iPhone, chances are your friends, your family, your neighbors do. You can go to InfoWars.com. There's big banners on the right-hand side. It takes you to the subpage link of the iPhone Apple Store, and it's a free download. You just send that link to your friends and family and tell them, hey, check out the show. They can hear it live, link through to the free podcast, and, of course, it restreams
24 hours a day after we're not live from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. So that's really growing. We're excited about that, and it's never been easier to wake somebody up by having them tune into the radio show. Okay, for the next 25 minutes, we're joined by Ray McGovern. Really doesn't need much of an introduction here. He's a retired CIA officer, political activist who writes and lectures all over the country. He's also an author and researcher, writes articles for Counterpunch and many other great publications. He is co-founder of Veterans Intelligence Professionals for Sanity. And of course, he famously grilled and shut down Rumsfeld when he was lying, saying he never said WMDs were in Iraq. And of course, Ray McGovern also has been exposing a lot of the things that the government's been doing, some of the stage crises that they use to expand wars and tyranny. And I wanted to get him on a host of issues today. Ray, good to have you back with us.
Thank you, Alex. Good to be with you.
So much is going on, but out of the gates, before we get into terrorists working for our government, staging attacks overseas, open discussions of assassinating U.S. citizens abroad, Barack Obama, you'd been hopeful that there would be a shift away from the neocons. Now we hear continued talk of new wars, expanded wars, continuing torture. He reauthorized the Patriot Act. Who is Barack Obama? Are you disappointed? And who's really running the White House?
Well, that's a good question. Who is Barack Obama? I did have some expectations which have been dashed. I'd home in on the Middle East and right into the Israeli-Arab dispute, the conflict there. He offered some hope that he would take a more realistic view. As a matter of fact, major speech, he said, Israel, no more settlements on the occupied territories. No ifs, ands, or buts, no more settlements. And Netanyahu took his thumb and his other fingers and thumbed his nose at Barack Obama and said, oh, yeah, by the way, we've stopped working on this little part of East Jerusalem, but now we're going to do a new settlement on this hill and that hill. So for Barack Obama, after a year in office, to tell, I guess it was a Time reporter, in this plaintive tone, gee, you know, I didn't think that the Arab-Israeli thing was so intractable. They both are so stubborn. It's as though he has no leverage, you know. And, you know, $3 billion a year from your tax money and mine that they give to Israel every year, that doesn't give any leverage. Give me a break. So my major fear right now, Alex, is that Netanyahu has to look on this Obama character as a real wuss, you know, a real captive of the Israel lobby in this country. And so what's to prevent Netanyahu from starting a war with Iran with the full expectation that Congress will vote, as it usually does, 492-3 in favor of, defending our, quote, ally, and I use quotation marks because an ally is a country with which another country has a defense agreement, and there is no mutual defense agreement between Israel and the United States, and that's more than just a technicality that does not oblige us to go to war if Israel provokes a war with Iran.
Well, Ray McGovern, you were one of the chief analysts in the morning briefer for Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr. If you were there sitting in front of the president today, i.e. the American people you're speaking to right now, what's the word with all your intelligence sources and also just analyzing the full spectrum? We see Ahmadinejad saying Israel plans to attack in the spring or summer. We see the communist Chinese saying, you know, that they're basically girding for conflict with the United States. We see Russia now becoming more and more angry at what the West is doing. We see John Kerry dispatched to Israel in a speech, you know, to say, look, don't attack. Let us just do crippling sanctions. What are the chances they are going to launch a war? What will it look like? Are we in real danger right now?
It all depends, in my view, Alex, on how Netanyahu and his cohorts there in Tel Aviv view Obama. The incredible traveling back and forth between Washington and Tel Aviv, you have the CIA head
things being planned?
Well, you know, it seems to me that what's happening is what happened a year and a half ago when Admiral Mullen, just named Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman, went to Israel and he said, look, we don't want a war with Iran. So stop listening to Elliot Abrams and Dick Cheney. I'm the head of the U.S. Armed Forces, and I don't want you to provoke war. Now, listen to me. Listen to me. I'm a naval officer, okay? I know what happened on June 8th, 1967, when you tried to sink one of our ships, okay? That's not going to happen again, so don't even think of it. Now, that was amazing, Alex, because that was the first time any senior statesman, any senior military officer ever raised the USS Liberty incident with the Israelis. He read on the Riot Act, and it worked at a time when Cheney and Bush were launching the juggernaut toward war against Iran. And the other thing that helped, of course, in those days was the sensible U.S. intelligence estimate that said, and most people forget this, the estimate said, yeah, Iran had been working on the weapons part of a nuclear program up until the fall of 2003, and then they stopped. And we say that with great confidence. Now, whether they've resumed between 2003 and 2007 when the estimate came out, we're not sure, but we have reasonable confidence that they have not started that again.
Well, Ray, now, I saw that in the paper when it happened, and I don't want to just glaze over it. That's an important point you raised a few minutes ago that I'd really kind of forgotten about. It had gone in the memory hole that Admiral Mullen, and I saw it in the Jerusalem Post, said don't stage an event like the USS Liberty. I mean, that was an amazing statement by a top military officer of don't launch a false flag. And I remember you almost 4 years ago on this show saying, I think Cheney will try to stage a Gulf of Tonkin near the Strait of Hormuz. And then a year and a half later, it came out that right around that time, Cy Hirsch reported at MSNBC, it was confirmed, wanted to have U.S. Navy SEALs attack U.S. destroyers as a staged provocation. Looks like they only did the fake radio transmission, but that wasn't enough, and the Admiralty, didn't bite, and Fox Phelan didn't bite on it. So flesh that out for people in layman's terms, what it means to have a top military officer go to the Israelis and say, look, don't stage an event.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good that you pointed out Cy Hirsch's reporting, because he also reported that Dick Cheney had proposed, and I don't know how far this got, but proposed painting PT boats, or you know, these swift boats with Iranian colors, and having them dropped off by the Israelis in the Persian Gulf and create an incident that way. So all this is very real, and the distinction I would make between what Mullen did a year and a half ago and what he did just two weeks ago, is this. Now he's sounding like, please don't start an attack. It wouldn't be a good idea. Oh, yeah, it's on the table. An attack is on the table. Never mind, Alex, that it's a war crime to attack a country that hasn't attacked you or has no capability of attacking you. It's still on the table, but please, pretty please, it would really be nothing. So the tone has changed. It's not a kind of a forward look. We know what you're up to. Don't even think of it. Now it's, we know what you're up to, but please, this would really create quite a mess. And so that disconcerts me. That really worries me because, Mullen has been pretty, when he had Fallon out there also, then, things were pretty hard-nosed in the military. The military does not want to get involved with war with Iran because they know it would be a catastrophe. I at the end of this article I wrote, I compared Iraq and Afghanistan, in light of a war with Iran. Well, Iran would make the war with Iraq and Afghanistan look like a girls' volleyball match between Mount St. Ursula and Holy Name Academy. That's how bad it would be.
So what's the word in Washington with all your sources? I mean, clearly they're trying to sell a war. We see it all over the newspapers. It's being pushed. What are the chances statistically or dead reckoning that they are going to launch an attack? What will that attack look like, and what will the aftermath be?
Well, I would not exclude the Israelis doing what they did on the 9th of June of 1967, the day after the attack on the USS Liberty, that's when they went up on the Golan and took the Golan Heights from Syria. Now, why do I compare that to these days? Well, the U.S. ambassador, the people in Washington, they were all over the Israeli leaders saying, no, okay, all right, you took the side, you took all, please, don't go up on the Golan, for Pete's sake. That would get you involved in a war with Syria. Don't do that, okay? And, of course, they had every intention of doing that. And one of the reasons, I believe, that they tried to sink the Liberty is because the Liberty was in position to intercept communications without which the Israelis couldn't do Golan, okay? So they were sure the U.S. was going to find out about it, and therefore they thought they would nip it in the bud there by sinking a ship. In any case, the situation is very similar now because there's no guarantee that the Israelis won't go ahead with the full expectation that a lopsided vote in Congress and in the administration. I mean, look who's running the place. It's Rahm Emanuel. Now, to his credit, you know, he's a very patriotic guy. And, you know, when the balloon went up in the first Gulf War, he immediately rejoined the army. Most people don't realize that it was the Israeli army that he joined. And for all I know, he's still a reservist in the Israeli army, probably in intelligence. Now, he's running the White House. Give me a break. So we have a bunch of people who, as I've said before, have great difficulty distinguishing between what they believe to be the strategic necessities of Israel vis-a-vis the strategic needs of our own country. And that is the kind of situation that George Washington himself, our first president, warned about when he talked about passionate attachments of one country to the perceived needs of another.
Absolutely. When he was, of course, first president, they burned effigies of him all over the country. The French tried to foment a rebellion in the U.S. because he would not authorize a new war against the British. He said, no, we want our independence and our freedoms not to be in an imperial alliance with the French. And these entangling alliances are not what we need to do. And that's what built America. But what's wrong with Israel? I mean, I'm no geopolitical wizard, but I can look at the pieces. It really isn't in Israel's interest. They know Iran doesn't have nukes. Iran even tried to buy the uranium for the power plants from France a few months ago, which proves it wasn't to be used in weapons. Why does Israel want to attack Iran?
It's the last bastion of support for people who in Israel's eyes endanger the state of Israel. It is true that Iran affords a lot of help to Hamas in Gaza and Hezbollah in Lebanon. Now, these have been branded terrorist organizations by the U.S., but they're mostly they're so popular because they help the common people, the poor people, and they do have terrorist wings. Now, these terrorists can wreak havoc on Israel, and that's why Israel is doing all this preemptive stuff, including killing 14,000 on Gaza, mostly civilians, at the turn of a year ago. So Israelis would like to take advantage of the opportunity to raise this, what should we call it, this pretext of Iran becoming close to a nuclear weapon to do in the regime there and to do to make Iran the kind of basket case that they succeeded in getting the Bush administration to make Iraq into.
And we've seen a lot of different breakdowns by analysts of what will happen if Iran is attacked. All of the scenarios are bad, but they go from bad to worse. Briefly, what will happen if Iran is bombarded?
One of the things they'll do, and this would hurt most Americans, is mine the Straits of Hormuz. And, you know, through that Strait of Hormuz go, I think, 40% of the exported oil to the rest of the world. So you're talking about Japan, China. You're talking about some really interesting and powerful countries that would be affected by this, not to mention U.S. People at the gas pump. Now, Admiral Mullen was asked 2.5 years ago, well, couldn't the Iranians blockade the strait there? And he swallowed hard and he said, yeah, they could. But we could take it back within within 3 days, probably. Well, right. What, how are you going to take it back, Admiral Mullen? You're going to send the Marines to scale those cliffs? Where are you going to get the Marines from, Admiral Mullen? You're going to take them out of Afghanistan? There aren't any Marines. So, you know, the situation.
And the Iranians aren't the Iraqis. I mean, they really are going to have focused, sustained counterattacks. And from what I've read, all they've got to do is not mine it. They'll sink a bunch of ships there, and you're not going to get that out in a month.
Sure, they could do that. And, you know, they have all these little boats with rocket launchers on them, and they have coastal defense things that won't quit. These big U.S. ships in the Persian Gulf are sitting ducks, frankly. They're not. If I were the head of the Navy, I'd get them the heck out of there and not make them sitting
what
ducks.
What is it, 13,000 sunburn missiles that can hit all our ships? We'll be right back with Ray McGovern.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Fifteen minutes into the next hour, Ray McGovern will leave us. We'll do the rest of the hour live at PrisonPlanet.tv with Mike Rivero. Ladies and gentlemen, I've seen all these big statements out of the State Department and many others that this is one of the most critical times in world history in the last 200 years. Henry Kissinger has said that. Everything is coming together like a perfect storm, like we saw in the lead-up World War I and World War II. The world economy is plunging. The banks are looting. They need a political distraction like a war. Israel wants a war. You have all that coming together in a perfect storm. How do we avert this? We were finishing up with Ray McGovern on the subject of what Iran would do. Certainly, Ray, they wouldn't stop just with closing the Strait of Hormuz, would they?
No, I think that, you know, they have so many options, it's really hard to predict. I mean, one of the things they could do is cause all kinds of casualties in Iraq. They could do the same in Afghanistan. They could shoot a couple of rockets into Israel, and some people believe that they could destroy the Israeli weapons reactor in Dimona. So, you know, the Israelis can't be really clear about what would happen unless they enlist the U.S. To be at the ready if and when they decide to attack. I think that a lot of their concern, though, even the Israeli concern, is kind of like a synthetic one. You know, it's manufactured concern. They're whipping up this hysteria, even though the Iranians, poor souls, are having all kinds of trouble trying to enrich their uranium, even to work in a nuclear reactor for electricity. And they're whipping up this hysteria because it's something that the U.S. Citizens can be sold on, just like before Iraq. Now, one of the things that's really curious is here's Hillary Clinton, our Secretary of State, out there in Doha, out there in the United Arab Emirates, and she's saying, you know, we recognize that Iran is not a threat to the United States, but it is a threat to our friends and allies. Now, for that, read Israel. And so, you know, how is it a threat? Well, if it got one nuclear weapon, you know, that would be a real threat to an existential threat to Israel, which only has between 200, 300 deliverable by rocket, by under the sea, by naval aircraft, you know, you name it, deliverable in all kinds of ways. So it's a real stretch, you know, despite the paranoia or the...
Meanwhile, Pakistan's got quite a few nukes and medium-range delivery systems.
Yeah. Well, even, you know, my friend Robert Gates, who was nominated to be defense secretary... right there in 2004, I guess, at the end, well, the six, right after the terrible election for the Republicans. You know, when he was asked by actually, it's Carl Levin, the head of the Armed Services Committee in the Senate, he said, Mr. Gates, tell me, why would Iran want to have a nuclear weapon? And Gates, I guess, thinking more as an analyst rather than a politician, he says, well, look at the map. They're surrounded by countries that have nuclear weapons. There's Pakistan, there's Russia, there's Israel.
Turkey.
Turkey doesn't have the nuclear weapons.
Well, we've got nukes there, yeah.
Yeah, but, and then in the Persian Gulf, you've got the U.S., so they're surrounded. Pakistan, Russia, Israel, and the U.S. and Persian Gulf. Well, that caused all kinds of ripples because Gates should have known that it's not politically correct to mention Israel in this connection, okay? But he did. And, of course, that's a sensible. Look at Iran. Look at it from their point of view. They're named one of the three axes of evil, okay? Now, what happens to North Korea? They have a bomb, nothing. What happens to Iraq? They all have a bomb.
They get a bomb, they're safe. Stay there. Back in 1 minute, we'll continue along these lines.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.